Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest says that one of the most often overlooked parts of a financial plan is a person's risk tolerance level. And he says most people also don't realize there is more than one type of risk. Noel Swain is a certified financial planner, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Noel, welcome back to the program.
It's nice to be here, Mike.
So let's talk about this subject of risk. Start with your point of view here on how this should be addressed.
A lot of people that think about risk, they just think market risk, you know, the market going up or the market going down. People look at market risk, but they don't consider purchasing power risk. Over time, the market has always beaten inflation. I've got a chart in my office that shows what the market has done over the last 100 years, basically. And you'd have to have over $17,000 today to buy what you could buy in 1926 for $1,000. But if you put it in U.S. stocks, you'd have over $16 million to buy it with. So even through the market crash of 29 and World War II and Vietnam and Korea, and if you take a look, it's always come back. It's always gone higher. And the S&P made several new highs last month. And so if you take a look at the overall risk, the long-term risk, it seems to be mitigated, whereas purchasing power risk is always there if you decide never to get involved.
Yeah, I think most people understand inflation, right? But how many think about it in terms of their investments and what their investments can do for them to combat that inflationary risk, right?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
All right, so where do we go next?
What I wanted to talk about was what it takes to become a good investor. And first of all, it is understanding risk. Another one is to create a financial plan that's written and followed. You know, it's one thing to write a financial plan down, but it's another thing to go by it, you know, to look at it, to keep it out and to follow what it says. Another one is the largest asset that most people over 55 have is their 401k or their IRAs. That's where the majority of their money is. So you should learn as much as you can about all those investments that you have available to you so you can pick the right ones. Knowing what you're investing in is very important, because if you are someone who doesn't like volatility in your account or very much, then you don't really want to be a growth investor. You want to be more of a value investor. And another thing that's somewhat controversial when it comes to this is getting your family involved. I know that my wife is intimately involved with how I invest, and therefore she's on board with me. Now, in some cases, in some families, that may not be the case. So you have to pick and choose whether you want to tell your family about what your plans are or what you're doing. That may not be something you want to do, but in most cases, it works out. It works out for the better.
And so it's probably a good idea then that, you know, your close family there, your spouse, needs to know that their risk tolerance level and yours really kind of need to go together, right? There needs to at least be a happy medium, right?
Absolutely. And you wouldn't believe how many people I've had come in here with when their husband died, and they just bring a box of stuff in, and they have no idea what's in there. They have no idea what they have. And that's not really a good thing. I mean, we're able to piece it together and show them what they have, and in some cases it's more than they thought. But not being in the know is not good for a spouse who's depending on their spouse to get them through retirement when that spouse may not make it all the way. And the last piece of this puzzle is, if all this stuff seems to be a little bit too overwhelming, it may be good to hire a certified financial planner professional to help you put all of it together and help you with the financial plan, help you with the investments, help you with your 401k, and they can usually put it together for you so it makes sense.
Well, Noel, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Noel Swain is a certified financial planner in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.